for them to get to that stage, we was blacked out.
With a cell phone inside the kitchenette.
The ceiling on the bottom.
Old coffee mill stuck up inside the window as you got in the coffee.
Between your ceiling and the roof, did
they have you? Dish pan sitting on that shelf.
And the dishes back in the
corner.
Wall.
Just that little.
Did you have an attic up in that house?
Safe in the other end of it, where she put a cold rub.
That roof went right on up to the top.
No ceiling. I'm talking about the towers.
At the lower part of the ceiling.
Yes. After we got to.
You're talking about.
How about?
You mentioned a wood stove. What else?
11 years old. Was from the daddy moved in the nickel yard. That's what they were shelf on the side.
You got a house there.
Two story house.
Off the mirror. Stuck up the side
of the room. Just
like
this part here.
This pan sitting on that shelf.
And
this is part of
it. Two rooms up there. Two rooms down there. And the
safe
kitchen
in the
on the side,
of it, where she put a cold rub.
Outside open porch.
Yes.
And we lived there from about 11 years old.
Cows.
About 16 and I left home.
After we got to
went home in Cordwood. $1.50 a day.
Hard about
12 hours.
11 years old.
They're pretty hard work.
Oh,
well,
the
daddy moved into
Nickel. I mean, it won't be some good thing if that's 4 feet long.
Now, I guess you pick those things up.
2 story house. He take a couple of them big trees and one of the big ones that just wouldn't do nothing more than put it over.
Oh, yeah.
He's had half of it to pick up in. 4 feet long. And then when you had to put it up, the wagon's 4 feet high, and then you had to put it 4 feet deep up there on the next cord.
Outside open porch.
I go to that
little
bed. I take that. Pick up that piece of wood.
Went home and corn wood.
That's just $1.50 a day.
Yes, sir.
12 hours.
Pretty hard
work. I don't know. Some of them won't be that's 4 feet long.
So,
I don't
get you to pick those things up.
We take a couple of big trees.
Get your shoulders
pretty soon.
You
got that part to pick
up. That's your shoulders.
4 feet long. Then you have to put it up to the wagon 4 feet high, and then you have to put it 4 feet deep up around the next cord.
When you come home, you got options to feed.
I'll do that. I'll take that.
Did you have your name for that when you come home and had to feed your oxen and do all the chores? Did you have a special name for that time?
Just beat up, off the cook a little bite something to eat in the afternoon. I thought I'd have a drink of water. Yes, sir. Oh. That's right. Put a many piece of wood on top. Call the wood on the wagon. It would weigh 100 pounds.
Back shoulders. You don't run around much.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I put in 12 hours
on. Go around. You are, I don't want to rough it something. You're talking about that safe and that
when
kitchen.
When you come home.
Did they ever have a little, you ever seen a house that had a little room right off the kitchen, maybe for storing a little closet for storing a canned goods?
You don't do that like when you come home and have to feed your
oxen. Yeah, we
do all the
yeah,
stores. Yeah. You have a
what do you call that?
What do you call that?
Pantry.
Pantry?
We
thought,
had one in our kitchen.
I thought that's what it was. And we had that milk. Dad made what he called a milk box.
Yeah,
it was about 4 feet wide and 4 feet, about 6 feet high. There was shelves in it.
It weighed 100 pounds.
And